Married to Bear Grylls? Better build up your muscles. The British adventurer from Running Wild with Bear Grylls has some nifty one-liners. Life is an adventure, live it. And if you risk nothing, you gain nothing. Okay, I was ready to welcome adventure, to gain something. I was about to go camping. My inaugural day could best be described by a hangry interpretive dance. Since you can't see me dance, simple words must suffice. First, I emailed my sister to let her know that Paul and I bought a truck tent and planned to enjoy evenings cuddled around a campfire, communing with nature. It'll be an adventure, I wrote, discovering how much I enjoy this or how much I need a hotel room. Can't say until I try, but I'm game. Wish me luck. Her reply was mixed. Shannon, I can't be objective because I haven't camped for so long, and my experiences were pretty primitive. Maybe it's the teenage drunken mosquito-filled nights of camping that I remember. No sleep, someone always vomiting, and someone always burned by the fire. Hangover mornings, good times. Fast forward a week, I emailed my sister again. On Saturday, we took the new tent to a secluded place for a dry run. When I say secluded, I'm talking no golden arches and no bathroom, only the far-off engines of ATVers also communing with nature. Other campers had been there before, based on the meat poles for hunting, fire pits, and log stump chairs. But the place was too quiet, not even a bird call. M. Night Shyamalan movies looped in my brain. The temperature was 32 degrees, the sky overcast, and the wind gusted nonstop. Did I mention it was snowing? As for our new truck tent, the assembly advertised a 10-minute setup in the box of our truck. It took over an hour. One of the poles was too long and didn't fit, no matter how we struggled. I envisioned that pole snapping and flying like a javelin, and one of us losing an eye. On to our romantic fire. The smoke plume followed me, no matter where I sat. There was no cuddling. I was too busy playing musical stumps and blowing my nose. I'd feel Paul's glare every time I bailed to warm up in the truck, preferring a reclining leather chair to a hard stump. By noon, I was starving because we didn't bring any food. Why? Paul said we wouldn't stay long enough to worry about meals. I foolishly believed him. And luckily, I have strong thighs and decent balance. Men have it easy when nature calls in the woods. By the way, did you enjoy your hotel suite in New York last weekend? Want to change places and commune with nature? Hello? Still there? I'm not done. Paul grew sullen when I complained of being cold, hungry, and smoke-choked. Good times. Tent dismantling took considerably less time. We jammed it into the carry bag. Nothing ever fits its carry bag after the first use. Returned home in the afternoon, thawed in a hot tub, and downed a glass of something strong. So what's new with you? Will I ever head out again with Paul in a tent? For sure. When the thermometer hits the mid-70s, and when the cooler is packed with enough food to feed Bear Grylls or a grizzly bear. Scratch the grizzly comment. Who needs to worry about fighting off wildlife? I'll be happy if my thighs hold out. Did I mention good times?